Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to a Thursday edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I'm glad that you all can join us today as we have this very important conversation about young people and what they have access to, whether it be in grocery stores, convenience stores, or even from people on the street. We want to make sure that our young people are safe. And of course, that's what my friend Mike Reese and Neil Fetner want to do as well, as they work with the ABC board through Operation Save Teens. You've heard Mike Reese on the program before, and we're glad to have both Mike Reese and Neil Fetner on the line with us. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Mike and Neil.
Thanks for having us today, Mark. We appreciate it.
Glad to have you. And I guess over the past year, you've had to work around COVID-19 as you do your work with Operation Save Teens to reach these young people. How have you been able to navigate that over the past year?
To be honest with you, it's been very, very difficult year for everybody. We know, for students and for parents and all, but especially with us, because we like to do the in-person things in the school. We tried to do some of the Facebook and some of the Zoom meetings, and we actually went in and tried to do some in school where we were locked away in one room, and then it went out to the students in the school. But to be honest with you, Mark, it was very, very difficult to pull off because of technical glitches and all. Neil is a computer guy, and he did some amazing work, but at the end of the day, it was a really difficult year for us. So we're hoping and praying that 2021 is going to be a much better year for us. We want to get back in the schools.
Absolutely. And, You know who does get to have one-on-one with these young people are the people that are selling this stuff to the kids. COVID's not going to stop them from giving kids access, and that is a person-to-person deal that happens there at convenience stores and around the state of Alabama and beyond the borders of the state as we deal with subjects like tianeptine, trying to advocate for stopping the sale of tianeptine to young people.
You're absolutely right. We're glad to see that the Alabama Department of Public Health got out in front of this issue and went ahead and banned that particular product from being sold. But unfortunately, with the way it works in society now is when we ban one item, there's another one waiting on the shelf to come out. So, and we're already seeing that now, Mark, with other items being dropped on the market that just replace what tianeptine did for those who used it.
It's not, I guess, after you've been in the business for a while and being a former law enforcement officer, there are always going to be people who will navigate the rough terrain for them as the law says, well, you can't have this, and they're going to come up with a new plan. They're going to come up with a new way because that's their business. That's where they're making money. And so no matter what we ultimately get rid of, there's always somebody coming up with a new plan. And, of course, we have to be on top of that when it comes to our young people and especially parents in the home, caretakers in the home, knowing exactly what's out there for young people to access and to be able to talk to young people about not going after those particular items that can harm them and the long-term effects for them. Is young people want to, they have dreams, they have goals, and a lot of these things that people are putting out there for kids to put in their system will certainly snuff out those dreams and goals.
Well, you're exactly right. And when we do Save Teens, you know, we tell them, you know, in the old days, you would have kids that experimented with things, and for the most part, they got by with it because the things, there weren't very many things at that time that they could try one time and cause instant death. And we know in the last several years, things have changed. There are things you can use one time and you can die from it. We've had young people in your area, I'm specifically thinking about up in Colbert County and in Florence area, that tried things and they died from one-time use. We've had it down here in Calhoun County. And one of the big things that I think that parents don't realize, and while we're talking about tianeptine or any of the drugs in this, we put them in a class of where they're not illegal yet. They're selling them in convenience stores. And absolutely, parents have no idea because parents don't go into convenience stores anymore, Mark. You know, for the most part, we pay for our gas at the pump, but high school and junior high school kids go into convenience stores every day. And they are inundated when they walk through that door at what we call point of sale, right there at the front registers where it's hitting them between the eyes. So we beg parents, go in and see for yourself what is out there.
I tell you, Mike, when I was a police officer in Rogersville, Alabama, and the incense was a big deal, and kids were buying the incense left and right, smoking that stuff, I worked very hard with ABC back then. Monty Merriman, we worked together to be able to clean some of those convenience stores out of that stuff because we knew what it was doing to our young people, and we certainly wanted to try to help however we could. And you know, it's going to make people mad. It upsets business owners when they have something like that. They're making a lot of money, and you go in and you clear it out, and you take away their business. It hurts their feelings. But the main thing was always putting our young people first, and no matter what, trying to use that wisdom that says somebody has to step in and be the grown-up and say, this is not the right thing for you. This is a path that you really don't want to go down. And as you mentioned, using examples from even in Lauderdale County or Colbert County or anywhere else in the state or the country where a young person has lost their life because of it, I guess we could share those stories 100 times and still miss a young person who will go out and still go and purchase the items and still lose their life. But I know that there are people out there, Neil and Mike, that have listened to you and probably have taken it to heart when you've shared the stories through Operation Save Teens.
Well, we hope so. I mean, I told my wife a long time ago, you know, looking back, and this is the 20th year of Operation save teens. We turned 20 on March 15th. And I told my wife a long time ago, and she mentioned to me, she says, you do realize that not all these kids are listening to y'all. And I always said it, I always heard it, and it was always, it sounded real trite, or, you know, it sounds like just one of those things you say and you don't really mean it. But that old thing about if you only saved one, you know, you look back, and if you could go back in time, we'll never know here on this earth how many people we did reach and all, but I know there's something more than this, and I know that there are kids that have listened, and we've had them come up to us and tell us. But honestly, if only one kid, I think about y'all's area, especially Landon and Letzinger. I love the Letzingers. They're dear friends of mine and all, and I'm telling you this. If we could have done his school and told him, hey, this stuff can kill you, don't ever experiment with it, don't ever try it, maybe it would have made a difference and all, but it was something that he, you know, listened to a friend at 15, 16, 17 years old that thought he knew. And see, that's the whole thing behind it. These young people, they're influenced by people their age, people that hadn't and don't really know what's going on, and they'll listen to them, and we know we can't reach everybody, Mark, but you know what? It's not going to keep us from trying, you know?
That's exactly how the Mark White Show runs, Mike, is I hope that there's somebody out there who is listening and that it does reach, but I can't worry about reaching millions of people. I'm talking to one person right now, and maybe there's a young person who somehow is listening to the Mark White Show right now and listening to you and Neil as we talk about these dangerous things that are in the convenience stores for young people. You have opportunities to share throughout the state of Alabama, along with Neil, to be able to go to schools and talk to young people. And I want to make sure that schools know the information that they need for Operation Save Teens. And so if it's okay with you guys, Neil and Mike, we'll take a quick break and then come back and we'll share exactly how people can connect with you, how they can bring Operation Save Teens to their schools, how if there's a Zoom call, if that's what you want to do, some type of virtual call, how that can be made possible, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Mike Reese and Neil Fettner. They are with the ABC board, Operation Save Teens. This project, Operation Save Teens, goes around the state of Alabama to talk to young people about the dangers of different items that are being found in convenience stores, in grocery stores, in stores that we go in and out of. These are items that are very dangerous for them, and we want to educate young people when it comes to drugs across the board and let them know that there are things that they don't want to put in their body that can have an adverse effect on them and even cause death, as with Landon. But we want to try to save one young person's life today. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this very important conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354. or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. I get on second base. Won't your dad to watch him play?
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. Daddy, this is a Thursday edition of The Mark White Show as I'm talking to Mike Reese and Neil Fettner. They're part of the ABC board, working with the ABC board with Operation Save Teens. Mike and Neil, welcome back to The Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate it.
I don't think the three of us could stress enough how important it is that the information that's out there to try to help these young people, for others who are listening right now, to get that information out there to young folks, to let them know that there are some things that are very dangerous and there are people who don't have their best interests at heart. Bottom line is there are a lot of people who find money far more interesting and intriguing than they find human life.
That's a true statement, Mark. I'll say this. You know, a lot of people, when we talk about our most precious resources in America, you know, people talk about gold, they talk about our oil reserves, but the most precious resources that we have in America are our children. And our children are, they're the way, they're the future. And we have to do everything we can as, you know, parents, school leaders, law enforcement, civilian employees to protect and remove the obstacles that our kids have. And that's how I approach this with Operation Save Teens. I'm very fortunate to be part of this program that's educated over 300,000 kids over the last 20 years. And we hope to continue doing this for the next 20 years, because this program is very important, and it has a very sincere core, because we tell the stories of the impact on the families and the collateral damage that happens when a kid falls into a situation and they experiment with something that they don't really know or understand.
Let's talk about this for just a minute, Neil. When we talk about tianeptine or we talk about incense and these things being sold in convenience stores, who is making tianeptine to go into a store? Because obviously they have a nice package. They have packaging like you would any other product you buy in the store. So somebody is getting a package, putting a UPC code on it so it can scan at the register. And this is a legitimate looking item in a store.
Well, a lot of these products, Mark, as you probably well know, come from overseas. With the access to the internet we have today, it's kind of an open season on finding things. You can search things on the internet, go to Amazon, go to places like Wish.com and other resources, and you can buy things that are illegal and have them shipped through the U.S. mail to your home. And, you know, we emphasize never, ever, ever try to medicate over the counter at a convenience store. Don't ever do that. If you feel sick or ill, you need to go to your family doctor. You need to reach out to resources that are equipped with the knowledge to help you solve your problem, because a lot of people get connected up with these things that are being bought off the internet that are not FDA approved. They don't have any of the regulations governing them that our prescription medicine does, and it just creates a whole new problem in society.
If you think about it, Neil and Mike, when you see a lot of these products, as I mentioned, the packaging looks real good, and then a lot of times things are made into the form of candy or things that young people especially like and get them interested in something that's very, very bad for their body by making it look very attractive.
Mark, you're exactly right. I'll give you an example up your way, and it was on y'all's news just last week where you had, and this has happened twice in the last few months, over in Muscle Shoals, where they took down a bunch of cannabis candy, and the packaging looks like real candy, and it's named after real candy. I mean, they'll have the, like, to give you an example and all, Nerds Rope, and it's got marijuana in it. And it shows that it's got marijuana, but it's got the trademark and everything. And these kids, if they see that, you know, they're going to use it. They're going to try it. And the people that are putting this stuff out, and our hats are all to the police that took this stuff off the streets, because it always makes its way back into the hands of kids, always. And when you see those kind of stories, and it's all over the state just like that, and it seems like to me, and speaking as just a common person and all, you would think that the companies that make the candy would be raising Cain with somebody wanting somebody to put a stop to this, because it is affecting their brand. And you know how companies are about branding.
Yes.
When they put a controlled substance into a package and makes it look just like real candy and all, that's a real problem for them, because kids are going to die from it. And ultimately, we know it's all out there. And just like the tianeptine, you're exactly right. It's good-looking packaging. It's professional packaging. It's sealed just like a real pharmaceutical drug would be. And who would know that when you buy that bottle of tianeptine, you're buying what amounts to heroin in a convenience store? Because that's the same exact high. And the problem we have, it's the same withdrawals. If you quit trying to use it, and people think, well, because it's not illegal, it's all right for us to use it. And they'll follow up one thing right behind the other. It was Kratom to begin with, and then it was Zaza's or Tiana. And the next thing coming out, it's already on the market right now. They've already replaced the bottles, and it's called Frenzy. And we want to get the word out to parents and to kids alike. This stuff is very dangerous. We're working on trying to get it outlawed. But see, they're always a step ahead of us, Mark. I mean, we try to anticipate things, but you know yourself, you're right. The color of drugs is green. It's all about the money, and they're interested in keeping it, and they don't care who they kill or how many kids they kill. They don't care.
There's a line that's been drawn in the sand, and there are people who are always going to defend whatever's being sold. They're not going to have a second thought about selling these items to young people. But as I said, there's a line that's drawn in the sand, and they have their mission, and we have ours. And our mission is to stop what they're doing. There's no way that we're going to cross over that line in the sand to their side. Maybe they are a step ahead, but we can certainly continue to get the message out that these things are dangerous, and they have no business in our stores, and our young people are dying for the sake of a dollar.
Exactly. But I think where they mess up, though, Mark, and yeah, they're making money and all, I think they honestly think, just like when the big marijuana spreading across the country to all these states and all, I think what they really expect is they're finally going to wear people down to where they just don't care anymore. And see, the problem with that is, you know, I'm not a younger man anymore, but Neil is. And when I'm gone and Neil is continuing to fight, we're not going to stop. that was our promise. You know, they'll keep introducing and we'll keep fighting them, and we're not going to stop. It's not going to end. So it's tit for tat, I guess, is what they call it. But we're going to continue the fight. And I know you've done a magnificent job of educating your listeners through the years, and we appreciate what you do.
And unfortunately, there are families that will join forces with you guys because they have lost a young person. When a family realizes that they've lost their loved one to these items, to these drugs, then they suddenly want to fight in the effort as well. And one by one, as I said, unfortunately, you do pick up families and you pick up their friends and those who have witnessed firsthand what these drugs do to these young people. And then, of course, you have a force of people who want to stop it because of it affecting someone they loved.
It's a real sad state of affairs that when these kids die, most of the time, and this is it's a sad indictment on society and all, but most of the time when these kids do die, it's from a substance that their parents have never even heard of before. You talked about the incense, the synthetic marijuana, the first deaths from here in Calhoun County. You know, we're looking at pictures right now across the state of all the kids, the parents that are helping us in our program. And I'm looking at, there's 10 pictures in front of me from all across the state of kids that have died and the parents that are helping us in our battle, you know. And, you know, it's one of these things, you know, that they always come and they say, we cannot bring them back, but we can prevent it from happening. So when people hear that, you know, they're not getting paid to do this. You know, they're doing this out of love and out of that old statement about, I don't want anybody else to suffer what we're suffering right now, because I can tell you, it's gut wrenching and it's heartbreaking to hear what they have to say. And as a parent and all, we don't want anybody to feel that pain that these people are feeling.
Well, Mike and Neil, I want your foot to continue to stay solidly in the door of our school systems, of places where people come together to be able to speak. And I want to make sure that people know how they can bring Operation Save Teens to their area.
Well, Operation Save Teens can be reached by emailing us at operationsaveteens@gmail.com, or you can visit our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/OST2001AL.
Mike and Neil, I always appreciate the fact that we can have a conversation like this and we can get to the young people, we can get to the parents, we can get to the caretakers and get this message to them, and they can decide what they want to do with this information. We're going to put it before them. They can decide what they want to do with this information if they want to help their community and help their young people. And I think this is a really good avenue to get the word out.
We do too, Mark, and we appreciate you giving us the opportunity, and it's an honor for us to be on your show.
Thank you both, Mike Reese and Neil Fettner. I appreciate you joining me today to talk about this. And of course, as always, you're both welcome on the Mark White Show as we continue. As you say, they're always a step ahead. Well, let's try to stay in stride if we can. And as things come up, please let me know so that we can talk about it on this show.
We'll do it. We'll use you as a sounding board part. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. I appreciate your work as law enforcement officers. Of course, I was a law enforcement officer myself. I know what the work is. I know what the job is, and it's not easy. It's very difficult, and you are trying to reach someone out there, and I hope that through Operation Save Teens that lives can be saved. So once again, we appreciate Mike Reese and Neil Fettner with ABC Board, Operation Save Teens, for joining us here on the Mark White Show today. If this show is making a difference in your life, I want you to share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. This particular show right now, I want you to put it into the hands of a young person. They can subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast. You can actually send them a link via text, and they can hear this show, and I hope that you will get it in their hands. Please get it in their hands and let them have the information. If you are an educator, if you work in a school system, or you want Operation Save Teens to come to your community, please reach out to Neil and Mike and let them know that you want Operation Save Teens in your community. That is something that you can take on and be a difference maker in your community yourself. I hope that you'll follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and also subscribe to the podcast. I've got it in all different ways for you. You can tune in through TuneIn Radio, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Quentin Aaron, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. I want to encourage people to be more kind to one another. We only have one life to live, and let's do it treating people the way we want to be treated in return. Spread some cheer, spread some love, be kind to one another. God bless.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up.
Nothing seems to fit.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.